Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Things That Make Me Say, Huh? It's here where we're going to talk about topics, things that we say, I say, you say, we hear other people say, things that just exist in the world that leave us just saying, huh? Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Things That Make You Go, Huh? Hey, this one's for all the married people, and for the people that aren't married. And I guess this is also for those that are divorced and those that are in relationships. You know, this for everything in the world, we put a lot of emphasis on statistics, right? Whether or not we do something is all based on statistics. Right now with the vaccines, it's all about, you know, rates of how well it works. The interesting thing about marriage is they say 50% of marriages result in divorce. Isn't that amazing? But we all do it. We all jump in. Now, if I owned a company that offered skydiving, and when you came to sign up and you were signing your release, and I said to you, hey, just so you know, you have a 50% chance of dying from your parachute not functioning properly, would you still go on the skydiving expedition with me? It's just a very interesting thing. I mean, I'm very happily married, but if you think about it, with a 50% chance of failure, it's you're going into that knowing that, hey, there's a 50% chance I'm going to lose everything or my life's going to become miserable. But we all jump in. But we wouldn't do so many other things. Like, would you jump into my pool if I said you had a 50% chance of drowning? Probably not. Would you get in your car if there was a 50% chance of getting an accident? Nope. Would you eat a chicken wing if you had a 50% chance of choking and dying on it? Probably not. But for something as major as getting married and life-changing and altering with the biggest implications of all those things, we all jump in. I don't know. Just an interesting thing because we put so much emphasis on statistics and the importance in how we make our decisions. But then for the biggest decision of our life, we look the other way for the statistic. I don't know. Again, I'm happily married. I hope those of you listening are happily married. Those of you divorced, I hope things are getting better for you. And those of you aren't getting married, I don't know. Maybe this will keep you from getting married. That's it. Hit follow and, you know, love those that are around you and love them really good because you got 50-50 chance of it working. Bye. And there you have it. You've just listened to another life-altering, majorly beneficial to your life episode of Things That Make Me Say, Huh? Please hit follow. Continue to listen. Tell your friends. Send us ideas. And until next time, try not to say something that might make me say, huh?